There's a tale that's been tossed around and started long ago, moving town to town. Whoa, through country, church, and state, it's a story of man and its very first mate. Well, word of mouth passed for centuries, and a thousand times rewritten down for us to read. It's a very long legend, some literally believe. First came Adam, second came Eve, but in the dawn of me and you, how could there be one before the other? Perhaps there were two. Just two. When I look into my world, I see a very certain inclination towards duality. Where would we be without our opposite? And what would we attract without this perfect fit? But in our recent race for equality, we stated nothing, now we're separate. Then he and she, it seems so simple. Why aren't we aware that the essence of life is always here as a pair? So in the dawn of me and you, how could there be one before the other? I think there were two. Just two. Oh, our mother and our father were once one. There was only one beginning for God's daughter and God's son. And when all this one love wanted was to share the love it knew, then there was only one thing one love could do. It became two. It doesn't make a bit of sense to preach the past in this present tense. If we're gonna start a brand new age, well, I kinda think we ought to turn the page. If we simply keep old words divine, we won't have our minds open in this modern time. All the king's horses, all the king's men, well, they died long ago. So someone grab a pen and write the dawn of me and you. It didn't start with one before the other. Now the dawn. Now the dawn of me and you, it didn't start with one before the other. There were two.